Today is the 21st of February 2024. Welcome to Walking the Way. My name is Ray. I want to say a big thank you to everyone for listening in as we continue to share in a regular rhythm of worship and devotion together. If you're joining us for the very first time, let me say thank you and welcome. Each episode follows a really simple pattern that's a mixture of prayer, scripture, and music. It's easy to pick up as we go along. Don't forget, there is the Walking the Way prayer book and today's script, which you can download. And if you'd like support Walking the Way, or you simply want more information about the podcast, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can simply follow all the links in the episode notes. We always start each leg of Walking the Way with our opening prayer. So let's still our hearts. Let's come before God. Let's pray. Holy Spirit of God, visit me now and stay with me all day. Inspire all my thoughts. Spread throughout my imagination. Prompt my decisions. Lodge in my will's most inward strength and order all that I do. Be with me in my silence and in my speech, in my haste and in my leisure, in company and in solitude, in the freshness of the evening, and give me the grace at all times to rejoice in your mysterious compassion. My heart is an altar, and your love, Lord, is the flame. Let me have a special sense of nearness to me today, God. In the times I am able to devote to prayer, to any public exercise of worship. Through Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. 1 Samuel 24, verse 18. Today you have shown me how good you are to me, because you did not kill me, even though the Lord put me in your power. In our chapter today, the chase continues. Saul is still chasing after David, and Saul has heard that David is hiding near En-Gedi, and so once again goes after him. Anyway, he goes into a cave to relieve himself, and David then has the opportunity to kill him, but he doesn't. And when David confronts Saul with this, Saul says the words of our verse today, "Today you have shown me how good you are to me." And it got me wondering what things we do as the people of God that can demonstrate the goodness and the grace of God to those around us. You see, as I was reading today's chapter, the words of Paul, which he copied from the author of Proverbs, by the way, was running through my head. If your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them a drink. For by doing this, you will make them burn with shame. And that's Romans 12:20, and the actual passage that Paul is quoting is Proverbs 25, verses 21 and 22. And we probably know this verse as heaping burning coals on their heads. But that in itself is a part of a longer passage about how we deal with those who harbor ill will against us. And it starts in verse 17 of Romans 12 with Paul writing, "Repay no one evil for evil." And that's something David felt he would have done if he'd killed Saul in the cave. So ask yourself, who are the people that harbor ill will against you? And how can you show them kindness in such a way that they utter the words of Saul? "Today you have shown how good you are to me." We're going to have our first piece of music, just to give us some time to center ourselves on God. And then we're going to get into our Bible readings for today. And today, we read 1 Samuel chapter 24. Heavenly Father, as we approach your word today, help us to hear it with your wisdom and respond to it with your grace. Amen. Our Bible readings today are taken from the Good News Translation, and today I'm reading 1 Samuel 24. When Saul came back from fighting the Philistines, he was told that David was in the wilderness near Engedi. Saul took 3,000 of the best soldiers in Israel and went looking for David and his men east of Wild Goat Rocks. He came to a cave close to some sheep pens by the road and went in to relieve himself. It happened to be the very cave in which David and his men were hiding far back in the cave. They said to him, "This is your chance. The Lord has told you that he would put your enemy in your power, and you could do to him whatever you wanted to." David crept over and cut off a piece of Saul's robe without Saul's knowing it. But then David's conscience began to hurt, and he said to his men, "May the Lord keep me from doing any harm to my master, whom the Lord chose as king. I must not harm him in the least, because he is the king chosen by the Lord." So David convinced his men that they should not attack Saul. Saul got up, left the cave, and started away. Then David went out after him and called to him, "Your Majesty!" Saul turned round, and David bowed to the ground in respect and said, "Why do you listen to the people who say that I am trying to harm you? You can see for yourself that just now in this cave the Lord put you in my power. Some of my men told me to kill you, but I felt sorry for you and said that I would not harm you in the least, because you are the one whom the Lord chose to be king. Look, my father, look at the piece of your robe I am holding. I could have killed you, but instead I only cut this off. This should convince you that I have no thought of rebelling against you or harming you. You are hunting me down to kill me, even though I have not done you any wrong. May the Lord judge which one of us is wrong. May he punish you for your action against me, for I will not harm you in the least. You know the old saying, evil is done only by evil people, and so I will not harm you. Look at what the king of Israel is trying to kill. Look at what he's chasing, a dead dog, a flea. The Lord will judge, and he will decide which one of us is wrong. May he look into the matter, defend me, and save me from you." When David had finished speaking, Saul said, "Is that really you, David, my son?" And he started crying. Then he said to David, "You are right, and I am wrong. You have been so good to me, while I have done such wrong to you. Today you have shown me how good you are to me, because you did not kill me, even though the Lord put you in my power. How often does someone catch an enemy and let him get away unharmed? The Lord bless you for what you have done to me today. Now I am sure that you will be king of Israel, and the kingdom will continue under your rule. But promise me in the Lord's name that you will spare my descendants, so that my name and my family's name will not be completely forgotten." David promised that he would. Then Saul went home, and David and his men went back to their hiding place. We're going to have our second piece of music, just to give us some time to think about some of those bits of scripture that we've read, some of those words of Saul and some of the actions and words of David. And after the music, as always, we're going to pray. Our prayer today, taken from our Walking the Way prayer book, is a prayer for our local hospitals and the staff who work in them. Let's pray, shall we? Healing God, God of compassion, we thank you for the hospitals and the medical expertise that we have access to, for the dedication of all who work in it. We pray that you would give skill, sympathy, and resilience to all who care for the sick and injured, for your wisdom to those engaged in medical research, and your compassion to all those who are serving the sick and needy. Strengthen all their vocations through your Spirit, Lord, that through their work, many will be restored to health and strength. Everlasting God, at this time we lift to you those from all nations and backgrounds who work on the front line in healthcare. Give them skill and wisdom in their work. Be their strength and their shield as they give of themselves in the care of others. Father, be with those in our hospitals, staff and patients. Amen. And we say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord today. You've been listening to Walking the Way. All the details for today's episodes can be found in the show notes, including the scripture passages and credits for the prayers. If you'd like to support Walking the Way, and we really would appreciate it if you would, links to our giving page and also to our subscription service is in the episode notes as well. For more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Don't forget you can also listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify. My name is Ray, and so until next time, I'll be here waiting as we continue walking the way.